And there are a lot of questions today after Friday's very weak jobs numbers from the Labor Department, showing the economy added just 75,000 jobs in May, far below expectations. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was asked on CNBC yesterday if he's worried about a recession.
We see no signs of a recession. We see another strong quarter in the United States.
Well, many analysts disagree. Here to explain why, Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us as he does every Monday from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So the Trump administration does not want to say the R word, recession meaning a decline in the economy. There's a loose definition, you know, it comes after a fall in the GDP for two successive quarters. But what are you seeing? Start with those jobs numbers. What do they tell you?
Yeah, so these jobs numbers are interesting because we've had really, really strong job growth now for not just 2 years, but really since 2009. And these are really some of the weakest numbers that we've seen in a long, long time. The weakness was most obvious in the sectors that tend to depend on exports, on the sectors that tend to depend on global trade. And so this led a lot of analysts to put two and two together, to say, on the one hand, the president seems to be waging a war against global trade with all of these tariffs, with ongoing talks about trade war with China, trade war potentially with Mexico. And then we have a jobs report that says that all the jobs that tend to rely on global trade are actually seem to be suffering now. So I think that is the concern right now for the White House. It's this idea that an overall strong economy is coming up against headwinds that the president essentially is amplifying.
Well, you know, the Trump administration, we should say, is blaming the poor numbers partly on those floods in the Midwest. But as you mentioned, you know, we had the bad jobs reports on Friday. Then over the weekend, we had the White House announcing a deal with Mexico.
Indeed.
You know, the tariffs that were supposed to be launched today were called off. Now, put aside, some observers say the deal really wasn't a deal. It was a deal that had already been negotiated a while back. Nothing new was happening. But do you think that the president, you know, called off those tariffs right after those jobs numbers, maybe hearing what you just expressed analysts are saying?
I think it's very possible. Yeah, a bit of context there. You had Trump threatening to impose a 5% tariff on goods imported from Mexico. A lot of those goods are essentially a part of auto companies' supply chain. So it's not like we're buying an avocado from Mexico necessarily. It's more like a car company is buying its transmission parts from a factory in Mexico. If you create a tariff, all you're doing is making the manufacturing of that car more expensive for the American company. So the Republican senators have a meeting at the Capitol. When they emerge, Senator Ted Cruz says you didn't hear a single yes from the Republican conference on whether or not they agreed with this plan. Then you have the bad job report, and then the president rescinds his threats, claiming, as you said, that Mexico made a bunch of concessions that they actually had already agreed to. So I think what you see is the president's interest in seeming strong on trade, seeming strong on his America First message, coming up against some economic realities and realizing the limits of his power to use bluster to help America's economic position in the world.
You talk about some other signs pointing to a recession. Now our heads are going to explode because let's hear about the inverted yield curve.
Sure. Everyone loves to hear about the inverted yield curve. So the yield curve, this sounds very complicated, but it's very simple. Don't think of it as a curve. Think of it as a gap. It's the difference between short-term interest rates on government bonds and longer-term interest rates on government bonds. And typically, in a growing economy, you would expect that that curve would slope up as the economy would get stronger and stronger over time. A yield curve is basically a kind of collective prediction on the part of the markets that we're going to have a little gap. We're going to have a little bump down, that growth will slow before it speeds up again in the next few years. So that's what the inverted yield curve seems to tell us. It's that we may have a dip in economic growth before economic growth starts to improve again. But the thing is, the yield curve has basically been hovering around zero for a long time based on a variety of factors that I won't even get into. So typically, this is a really, really good indicator, a strongly accurate indicator for an upcoming recession. But right now, it's not entirely obvious that we are in recession territory.
And by the way, the administration can brag about record low unemployment, very high consumer sentiment. But just with what you just described, what does the Federal Reserve do when it comes to interest rates, do you think?
Well, the joke throughout this recovery has been the good news is bad news and bad news is good news when it comes to the Federal Reserve. And that's because the worse the economy gets, the more likely it is that the Fed's going to cut rates in order to make it less expensive to borrow money, invest, buy houses. And so a weak economy means more room for growth because the Fed is going to cut rates and make all sorts of stuff cheaper for us.
Which the president really wants. He wants them to cut rates.
Which the president wants in the first place. So in a way, it makes sense to sandbag the economy in the short term to help the Fed. Yeah.
It's really quite something. And so what do you think they do? Just quickly.
I think they sit on rates for the next few months. You might see a rate cut in late summer if economic growth and job growth continues to be slow. But again, I don't think we're necessarily in recession territory yet. I think this is an economy that's been growing really strongly for 10 years. You know, growth periods tend to end, and it's possible that we're in a plateauing right now of growth that may yet lead to something like a small downturn.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks as always.
Thank you.